Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper. Hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is a little bit of German, actually Bavarian punk rock for you. This is Die Dorks.
Yeah.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Die Dorks, never played them before, and a track called Schmutz unserer Straßen, and it's with that stupid German BS thing.
Yeah, why the sharp S?
The sharpest S. Oh, I love it. I like all that stuff. That is on a new album that they've sent to us just the other day, and thanks very much to Die Dorks for getting in touch with us. We'll be playing more from you in the future. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Die Dorks' website?
Diedorks.de?
It is Diedorks.de. It's Tony Wong, Poorly Being Internet Nil. Well done, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Well done for getting that website right. I'm saying nothing more about that this week. Or will I? So, now, I've not got any jokes or poems from you again. If you have a joke for me, email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for me, email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner. I have, however, heard from Satan.
Oh, how is he?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll read it out. It's quite a long message. You will, if you've been listening in recent weeks, you'll know that Satan's an avid listener of the show, and we've started doing a few Ask Satan questions. If you've got a question for Satan, why not email tony@punkyradio.com or paulieb@punkyradio.com, and we'll pass the message on. Or just, yeah, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine. However, yeah.
So anyway, this from Satan this week, and thanks very much, Satan. I'm glad that you are a long-time listener and an only recent contributor. Dear Mr. Edwards, he's very formal.
He is.
Well, I wouldn't be much of a devil if I were punctual and reliable, now would I? Worry not, though. I'm never too far away from the Highwayman's Lodge. Mwahahaha. Oh, dear. I don't know how to handle that. This is because he didn't get back to us last week about the question that's about to happen. I would love to answer the question, what does the devil do on a night out? The only problem with doing so is I haven't got a clue, since I like to drink to excess and therefore experience blackouts, open brackets, normally accompanied by a strong smell of sulphur, though that might be the kebab, close brackets, quite frequently whilst on an open brackets hell, close brackets bender. From that last session, I do have some recollections of the following, however. This is what he did. Randomly scattering the wrong kind of leaves on the main line into Southampton. Interrupting passers-by in Richmond by deploying a crack team of Morris dancers across the pavement. Catching a few bands at the 12 Bar Club, open brackets, even I signed that petition, close brackets. And puking on the salad bar in Morrison's and claiming it was spiced couscous. The last thing I remember was heading up to East Yorkshire and ending the night with a few hours of paltry passion when in Rome. Anyway, must get off. I've got some lightning bolt practice during half an hour, and it's a right bitch with a motherfucker of a hangover like this. Satan, the one true lord, Hades, and Richmond. So, is he giving away where he's based?
He's mentioned Yorkshire a lot, but he also mentions the South a lot.
Well, yeah, but which Richmond?
Ah, right.
Because there's Richmond in the Southwest, and there's also Richmond in Yorkshire. Satan, you play games with us. You play games with us, Satan. Anyway, thanks for that. And if you do have a question for him, do email me or Tony. We'll sort it out. Next track this week, Tony. Gino and the Goons. We played a track from them the other week. This is some more garage punk, I believe, from Slovenly. I think I might have got confused there. I'll check. This is from their latest album called Shake It. What is Gino and the Goons' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Gino and the Goons.
No, it's facebook.com/pages/gino-and-the-goons/26949389272626? ?FRF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
Yeah, set default, you are.
Poorly being Internet One, Tony One. Well done. A gallant effort considering the situation I have with you over the websites. And this is I Like It Like That.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gino and the Goons. Loving it. More garage punk, obviously, on this show. We do like a bit of that. Is it this week? No. We've got some next week, I think. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Yep. Another week, more Facebook comments. Thanks for getting in touch. If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. Leave us a question for Satan if you want. Whatever you want to do, get in touch. In a one this week, and from Bentley again.
Hello, Bentley.
Who says, aye, aye. You asked for some feedback regarding Uendi. Uendi. Yeah. They are rather good and obviously miffed with some bastard or other. But as to the genre description, it's a tricky one to pin down. I would say a cross between Martha Wainwright, early Toy Wilcox, and a bit of Susie Banshee. Sort of punky, sort of grungy, sort of prungy. Catchy little ditty. Thank you very much, Bentley.
But do you know what? I agree with him.
There you go.
I very rarely disagree with Bentley, to be honest, and I hope you're doing well, Bentley, wherever you are, whether you're back in England or you're off the coast of Borneo, up to your nonsense. I do have to add something to that in that I spelt the name of their song wrong that we played last week. I think we called it Polyamide, and it should have been Polyamide. And the difference is whatever it actually means and what I spelt it, which actually means chicken starch.
Right.
They said it's all right. They quite like the title Chicken Starch. It's all right. But if we could point out to our listeners that it actually means something very different. Sing in English, darlings. Help us out. Although saying that, we did have the dorks, first of all, singing in German. I'm such a... But do you know what? I'm a mystery wrapped in an enigma sometimes.
Aren't you just?
So is that it, Facebook?
That's it.
So that concludes...
Facebook.
Yep.
I'm never going to get bored of that.
Of course not.
Never going to get bored of that. Right, then. Satan. Do you think Satan likes goth?
Ooh. Maybe.
But do you think he likes Aussie goth?
Oh, obviously, yes.
Obviously, yeah. Well, he should like this, then. This is Bat Nouveau and Portent. We'll be right back.
fag buttons.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Just before we talk about Bat Nouveau, I did notice Marv has started recording music again. He'd had a bit of time off, hadn't he? And he just
Has he?
Yeah. He just he said he had an idea for a tune that was too good not to record.
Oh, okay.
So he put a little clip up, I noticed the other day. Anyway, that was Bat Nouveau, an Australian goth band who claim to, I say claim, they are, influenced by very early goth like Bauhaus, Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, Susie Sue, etc, etc. And also, I think from hearing that, quite a bit of Sisters of Mercy influence there as well. What is their Bandcamp page?
batnouveau.bandcamp.com.
It is. Well done, Tony. You're very clever.
Thank
Tony
you.
2 and Tony 2 poorly being Internet 1. I'm confusing myself. Did you do anything last week?
No.
I didn't either, really.
No?
No. I had one gig last Saturday that was supposed to be in Forest Hill at the Hob, but then I got moved and I actually went to do Berkhamsted and Hemel Hempstead Hockey Club.
Ooh.
And I was on with Sean Hughes. Hey, really, really good fun.
Okay.
What a great gig. Really, really brilliant. That was about it. But I do want to talk about, and I'm going to get straight into the next two songs here, because it looks like there's going to be a little bit of a reunion at the Psychobilly meeting next year, 2015 Psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar in Spain. I think it's around the first week of July, end of June, start of July. There's a few of us that haven't been for a year or two, and we've all decided to go back next year, and everyone's getting very excited about it, and I certainly am getting very excited about it. So excited, in fact, that the next two tracks we're playing are both old school psychobilly from the old days. I don't think we've ever played any of these tracks before. Listen out for Mad Sin, but first up, a band called Torment, who were one of the original psychobilly bands, and it's the not long after the 20th anniversary of Simon Brand, the lead singer's suicide, which was absolutely tragic because they were one of the best bands in psychobilly, and they were actually his second band. He was in, I think it was in the Sharks first. They became frenzy, and then, oh, look, it just doesn't matter. Basically, I love this song, and I particularly like one line at the start of it when he says, "I must ride this death trail upon my horse's back." Because the way he says back is like he's furious about having to get on a horse. And that for me is psychobilly all over. However, they obviously don't have a website, but they have got a Facebook page.
Okay.
A tribute page, which do you think is?
Facebook.com/torment psychobilly?
Nah, sadly not. Facebook.com/pages/torment/24232386759592. And why is that, Tony?
That's their default URL, haven't they?
That's their default URL. But you're still doing a grand job, and it's a gallant effort and well done. It's poorly being Internet 3, Tony 1. Is that right, isn't it? No, it's 2-2. I'm terribly sorry. Mm. And this is Death Trail.
Psycho mess!
Upside Downer.
Evil feelings make me tend to wipe them, cause nobody can control what I think. All the fucking words that were lavish, cause some trust and some thoughts can kill a boy. I sense feelings of evil,
can't leave me alone.
Feelings of evil,
the feelings so.
Feelings of evil,
so off my soul.
Feelings of evil,
slide into the deep black zone.
Alright! Well, that's what I am too for two. We all know that revenge strikes with them. Don't think too long, you might get too much attention. Just do it, your feelings get up, take that. Feelings of evil,
leave me alone.
Feelings of evil,
let me back so.
Feelings of evil,
stop my control.
Feelings of evil,
slide into the deep black zone.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Desoros are Swiss-German, and Mad Sin, the band you just heard, are in fact completely German, I believe from Berlin. That was a track called Deep Black Zone. What is Mad Sin's website?
Madsyn.de.
You're there again. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 2. I actually know the lead singer of Mad Sin, and hello to Kufta. He's a big lad. And I'm wondering whether they'll be at the Psychobilly meeting next year in some form or other, because they are doing the last ever gig as the Mad Sin Trio, which was the original band, just three of them, at the next Bedlam Breakout in Northampton next March. So I don't know whether they'll be coaxed into doing an extra couple of gigs next year, who knows. But anyway, that was them. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yep, another week, another handful of gigs at 12 Bar Club. There's even something on Sunday. So this week, Friday, Band of Holy Joy, Shirley Said, Quarterlight, and Andy Astle. It's a Friday night.
Right.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
£8.
Hell's bells.
I know. What would Satan say?
Well, he's been down there signing petitions. He's probably had something to do with it. He's probably all for it. He's probably trying to throw people off the scent about where he lives.
Saturday night. Chris Pope and the UKs. The Outbursts, Lay Out the Traps, and Rage DC. It's London Calling night.
Well, it'll be good. It's London Calling.
Yeah. How much do you think that? Saturday
has
night?
Satan had an influence on this one? I think not. £6.
It is £6.
Excellent.
Finally, Sunday night. Anthrax UK, Bug Central, Slug, and Bleach. And this is Anthrax from Gravesend.
Yeah, it's Anthrax.
Yeah. How much do you think that's?
I've got to go more than £6 here.
Okay.
£10.
£5.
Wow, Anthrax, you amazingly brilliant people. Well, 865, Tony.
Yeah.
That's nowhere near the Beast, and it's on the other side of the road. It's 100 doors up on the other side of the road. There's no way you'll be able to have any knowledge of the beast's existence from there.
No, no way.
You might if it's all terraces.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think the king of the underworld is probably have something more palatial than a two up, two down.
I do. Could be like a TARDIS. Don't know.
If it is a terrorist, I bet he's had his. I bet he's had a loft conversion. This is that quest to get back to heaven. Anyway, yeah. That concludes
Tony's international gig guide. 12 bar.
Here's the Crash Dolls, Dumpster Punk. To destroy the evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crash Dolls, Dumpster Punk. If you are a fan of sexually charged, cocaine-driven punk metal in a terribly, terribly sexy, girl-fronted way, I think that's the band for you.
That's very specific.
Well, yeah, sort of, but all right, basically, if you like really hot chicks rocking out, go and see Crash Dolls.
Fair play.
Fair enough with it. Yeah. Anyway, that was a track called Dumpster Punk from their latest album, although I understand they are recording more material, and hopefully we'll hear some of that maybe in early 2015. What is Crash Dolls' website?
CrashDolls.com.
How are you spelling Crash Dolls?
With a Z at the end.
Yeah, all right, clever boy. Yes, it is. It's CrashDolls, CrashDollz.com, or Z if you're in the United States, which I believe makes it Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 2.
That sounds about right, yeah.
That does sound about right, and that's obviously because this competition isn't as one-sided as people think what we do each week, and actually I care about you very much. Anyway, are you doing anything this week?
No, don't think so. Lots of work. Seems to be in the run-up to Christmas, it seems to have gone a little bit silly.
Right.
But I think we might be going away somewhere shortly before the 19th.
Nice.
In the last 4 weeks of work, so it's sort of silly all around.
Looks like we might have some punky planning to do.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, we can certainly have an off-air conversation about that, but it's not going to be that bad. I think it's going to be 1 week.
Oh,
so
right.
It's not, yeah. You know.
Unlike your six-week opus last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fine.
Well, what are you up to? I'm in Oslo this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's going to be fantastic. Friday night and Saturday night at Queen's Pub. Both shows starting approximately 9 o'clock, but do get down there early. We only open the doors 15 minutes before the upstairs room opens so that you can have a drink downstairs, and then we just throw you in there in one go and get on with it. Two great comics, Ben van der Velde and Andre Vincent, who I never thought I'd get out to Oslo. He's a bit of a comedy legend over here. You can find out more oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, and I hope to see some of you down there. I love going to Oslo.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's excellent. I do like it. So that's my plan this week. I mean, I am doing something, but by the time this in England this week, by the time this show goes up, it'll be too late for you to do anything about it. But fingers crossed for me and my crock of mould team at the Backyard Comedy Club tomorrow night. So should we just crack on?
Yeah.
All right, so I am going to do the... I'll do the bits and bobs for the Cardboard Crowns now. Next band I've kind of given away is the Cardboard Crowns. Again, only got this through this afternoon and had a listen to it and thought, yeah, nice one. The Cardboard Crowns are Canadian, more specifically from Quebec. And when you hear this track, you're going to say to yourself, hello, there's certainly a little bit of Planet Smashers influence here. In that it's that kind of, I don't want to call it wholesome ska, but you know what I mean? It's that kind of, it's not that dirty, it's just good sort of nice ska that you can really have a jump about to, have a really good dance to. It's like some of the stuff on the album is slower and goes towards reggae, but I've picked one out that I think you like, Tony.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is the Cardboard Crowns website?
Cardboardcrowns.com.
No, it's the cardboardcrowns.com. But Tony, I'm so sorry, because it was such a valiant effort by you, but I'm afraid I have to take the point. It's Tony 4, poorly being Internet 3. I hope you realise how much I consider your feelings every week on the show. This is... Olé!
Ça va ce soir, je sais qu'il se fait tard. J'en ai marre de te voir assis là dans le noir. Allez, je pense qu'il t'emporte un élan. Tu sais qu'il n'a pas tort. Faut me croire pour que tu cesses de voir. Écoute ton cœur sans mensonge, tes frères, tes sœurs et tes anges. Écoute le vent qui change, il te changera. Un autre cauchemar.
tort, c'est la mort de te voir assis là dans le noir. Allez, allez, je pense qu'il est temps qu'on redémarre. Tu sais que je n'ai pas tort. Faut me croire, pour que tu cesses de voir.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Cardboard Crowns. We will be playing one or two tracks more from their latest album in future weeks. Have you got a twat for us?
I do.
Oh, brilliant.
Thanks for your twats. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Just don't forget. tony@punkyradio.com is a twat.
Yes, that's exactly how it should be titled and who it should go to.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to this, Tony. Yeah.
So I've had one through from Ian Coyle. Well, I say I've had one through. This came by yourself.
Right.
So he emailed you this week.
So let's just get this straight. He emailed me rather than you.
Yeah.
And what was the title of the email?
Twat of the Week.
Twat of the Week. Don't know what that is, but go on anyway. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Don't you just hate it when people set up competitions that they are bound to win themselves?
I do, Tony. I think it's disgusting.
When it feels like taking sweets off kids, where winning is the only outcome. Well, Paul, you compete with poor Tony every week. Asking him to guess a web address could be .com, could be .co.uk, .net, or could contain dashes or other punctuation. It could contain a the, or it could not. And then it could not actually fucking exist because they haven't set a default URL. And then you mockingly celebrate your win. So for not being fair to poor Tony, you poorly be our trap. That said, keep up the good work. Driving home from work, listen to your show is better than stress relief than wood shampooing your boss in the face.
He tries to get out of it at the end, doesn't he? Yeah. So let's just so after everything that we've talked about this week, Tony,
it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. How I care about you so much and how I try and make this competition as level a playing field as possible and give you clues like where the band are from and that sort of thing all the way through, and that maybe it's just a bit of fun and there's nothing other than a Pyrrhic victory at the end of it. It's not like there's any financial gain for it, but then if someone was to get that upset about it and then decide to email me rather than you and then titled the thing wrong even though we've been doing the same feats for 9 years, I can only think that they're a twat, Tony. They're a twat, 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 twat.
I do have to agree. It's got a backfire, hasn't it?
Anyway, in the spirit of is a twat, take me out. I haven't been done for a while.
Okay. So for basically, is he called
Ian?
Well, he's signing Nez, so he's saying Ian.
Right? Nez, it's all right.
Yeah. So for not being fair to poor Tony, poor me. You, Paulie B, from the Hireman's Lodge.
Yeah, no, hang on. He hasn't said where I'm from, has he? He hasn't set this up at all.
No.
No, anyway, but fortunately, you're a consummate professional and I love you very much.
I do. Yeah, so not be fair to me. You, Paulie B, from the Hireman's Lodge in Hertfordshire.
Is a twat. But Nez, from wherever he is, for getting everything wrong and being a big bell end, Nez a twat. Thanks very much for sending that in, Nez. Please do. If you have twats for us, try not make it me every week. we love to hear from them. One band left less this week, Tony, and what better way to end the show than with a little bit of Swedish punk, would you reckon?
That's fine, yeah.
I love TVI. I love it when they bring out an album, because when they bring out an album, they bring out 160 songs that all last 1 minute each. And this one is no different. This is about 1.5, I think. This is from their latest album, Mythoman. And it's a track called 78 RPM, which is in keeping with the good old-fashioned vintage nature of alternative music, whereby you still get songs released on vinyl. Admittedly, not this sort of vinyl. 78 RPM pretty much went out of fashion in about the 40s. But anyway, the feeling is there, Tone.
Mm.
Yes.
No, I asked you about Cardboard Crown, didn't I? I gave you that website. Yeah, it's 4-3 at the moment, so there's a lot riding on this, Tony.
Yeah.
In this very fair competition, in which I like you very much.
Yeah.
What is TVI's website?
TVIBand.com.
Oh, Tony, no, I'm actually going to give you another go.
Okay, TVI.com.
I'm going to give you another go. And stop, right, don't forget where they're from.
They're the Italian.
You know, I said, what better way to end the show than a bit of Swedish punk rock? Thanks very much for listening to then go through half a dozen .coms and then say, are they Italian?
Movies in my head, they always seem to be Italian.
You've seen TVI and you've thought I-Tie. That's really out of order.
I reckon it is. That is out of order.
Right, come on, you got one more go.
TVI.se?
Yes, it is, Tony. Oh. It's Tony 5, Bullybean Internet 3, because I'm always fair and not deserving of my twatty titles. This is 78 RPM. That was TVI 78 RPM, and that concludes Punky Radio for this week, just about, Tone. What internet station should people be listening to, do you think, this week?
They should listen to the Internet's Talk Superstation, which they can find at talksuperstation.com, and Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and finally, we're on Radio Andra, andra.se.
And why should they be listening to those stations, Tony?
Because we're featured on them, and they're great.
Because we're on. Yeah, and they have a load of other good stuff as well. We'll be back next week with more great music. Thank you very much to all of you listeners out there. Do make sure you get in all your bits and bobs to us so we've got some stuff to talk about, because otherwise we just talk about ourselves, which is terribly dull. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.